beginning current daf and seven chagiga daf test begin the middle begin test master begin the gemara zeha bala erba. This mubas leiskin refers to someone that cohabits with a woman that's forbidden to him. Why specifically that? Because, as we said, through creating a mamza, the tfei by shasay nicker. Now his embarrassment is more recognizable. Shamamza ner layim, because the illegitimate child is always visible, and therefore that cannot be fixed. Avasharvis, but all other sins, riteach, murder, regazin, someone who robs, there's no testimony, there's no witnesses in front of him at all times. It's not recognizable that he sinned, in contrast to a mamza who's always there. Next says Master to begin with the Gemara Nema Tzeis of Pesach. Tzeis of Pesach, Tzeis of Besukis, and that's how we learn out that Teshlumin is all the way till the end of Sukkis, including Shmirat Tzeis. Now, Yishalmi Yilaflo, but in Yishalmi they learn that this halacha, the Shmirat Tzeis is part of the Teshlumin, is from different sources. Yechim Mishim Bishmol says Nema Chemishas of Pesach, says the 15th. Of the month by Pesach, the 15th month by the Yom Tov Sukkis, Malan, just like by Pesach, Yom Tov Achan, the last day of Pesach is can make up the first day of the Yom Tov, which is the Chagiga of Kan. Also, over here by Sukkis, Yom Tov Achan, the last day, which is the eighth day, is Tashlum Lishin can make up for the first day. Now, Basulak Lemifrak, the Parak Bashashalan, and now based on that, Limud, you cannot ask like our Gemara asked, because the Hagzer Shabbat Gemur, this is a bona fide, well known Chamishas, Gzer Shabbat. Like our Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin Menach, which will learn that other thing for them. Therefore, you could also add on this teaching too. But in another source, Yehuda Bar Safra B'Shem Rabbeishu Darashas, he expounds over the Yerusham Chagoyim Moisa Chagla Shem Shavasam that you should make the Chagiga, you should celebrate for the Yom Tov 7 days for Hashem. Now the question is, B'chishavahim is there seven? Well, Yishmoy Nehem, but it's 8 days. Elias Shabbos Me'am, rather you exclude Shabbos, which you don't bring the Chagiga, and he resigns to that seven. Now, so you see that's the seven, which actually is including the Shmini Atzeres. Bisi Bar Bisi asks the question. It says, "B'chim Mekam L'Manda from Higi L'Nach Shin Chagiga Derech Shabbos." That's the seven, which is really eight, but that the Chagiga is not Derech Shabbos. Well, even Welcome Acher, but we learn it out from elsewhere because the Chagiga is a Karbon Yochel and that's not Derech Shabbos. So you don't have to learn that from over here. So also Rabbi Yechon Acher did Rav Safra. Rabbi Yechon, the brother of Rav Safra, he also asked. That, in other words, that Pesach learned from Sukkot that Tashlumin is for the Karban Chagiga, because by the Pesach it doesn't say for 7 days. We're learning it out from Sukkot. Now, Me'ata, but not from now, Tzimahen, you exclude from the 7 days of Pesach, where Tzimahen Shabbos, you have to exclude Shabbos. It's actually at a Shisha. So it comes out actually, it's only 6 days that you could bring the Karban Chagiga. And actually, even for Sukkot, Hagatzmach, grab a hold of yourself. Shchayim to Rishon Achim Shabbos of the first day, to Paul's on Shabbos, and the last day, Tzimen Shnei Yom, so you're going to be actually excluding 2 days, because you can't bring it on Shabbos. You can't Shisha. It's actually only going to be 6 days for the Karma Chagiga. But if you're saying the Pasuk of Shiva Yom is coming to teach us that the Chagiga is not taking Shabbos, that's why it's seven instead of eight, but actually should have said 6 days, because oftentimes, on Pesach, and on Pesach always six, and sometimes even on Sukkot, it's going to be six. So as you read the Pasuk from Shimon Reish, he says, it says in the Pasuk, Chagoy Samoyse Chag L'Hashem Shabbos Yomim, Tzeimehen Shabbos. So we're excluding Shabbos. Shekvar L'Mamim, because we already learned Shein Chagiga Derech Shabbos, you know that the Karban Chagiga is not going to be Derech Shabbos. So Matam Olema was the teaching us at the end of the Pasuk, Techagu, or the Gersus, Techagu Oysoi, which repeating the word sounds like that the 7 days for the Chagiga, but we said it's not Derech Shabbos, how's it possible 7 days? But you're always going to have one Shabbos, so it's going to be 6 days. Unless you say that also the last day of Yom Tov, you could still bring Tashlumin for the Chagiga. Together with the last day of Yom Tov, you can have 7 days. For example, let's say Shabbos is only one of the 8 days, and the other seven you could bring it. So therefore, that's what it's coming to tell you, that they include the last day of Yom Tov, they can make up for the first day. But it says, all these drashas that are brought in the Yerushalmi are not brought here in our time of Bavli. But the Perek Al-Dabam, they do bring this drash, read the Safra, that he wants to learn over there that Chagig is not Derech Shabbos from, that it says Shivas Yom, not Shemines Yom. Uparach Allah, he and the Gemara in Pesachim ask this question that we said, the Chalyim to Berishma Achim Shabbos, what do you do if the first and last day comes on Shabbos? It's actually six and not seven. The Lemaisi, and they don't bring that other teaching of Yehuda Bar Safra, which is from the fact that Techagu, or the Gersu Techagu Isai, that the repetition comes to, that's actually coming to include Shemini Atzeres, that's the seventh day for the Tashlumin. Nixus Master begins the Gemara to Shlum and Zelazeh, that every day Yom Tov is making up the day beforehand for the Kichiv and the Chagigah. Now, says Taisis, but Vahidil Kamon, but the Gemara later on the Vizayman after Yafin Tashlum al-Chag HaShvuz, that it learns out making up that you could even for Shvuz, which one day Yom Tov. Where do you know that from? Mechag HaMatzis, that from the Yom Tov of Pesach that's called Zion all 7 days, that's just Lim Estabal HaMem Tashlum al-Zazeh. That sounds like no one would hold that it's each day is make up the day beforehand, keeping the Chol Gomer, who it's a totally weekday. And you can't say it's make up the, meaning everyone would agree over there, by Shvuz, that it would be Tashlumin only Larishin, which was the one day of Yom Tov, Shvuz. But according to the one that holds that it's Tashlumin Larishin, if you're not fit on the first day, so Sulu Chazib Hashem, you're not fit on the second day. So therefore, the Chilik was regarding if Chigar in this Pashin. So it says, one has to analyze the other way around, the inverse. And while you push the tradition that he was healthy on the first day, Chigar B'Shem became lame on the second day. Now the question is, do we say, Kim Nechiyubala Adami B'Rishin? Okay, since he was obligated on the first day, so Sula Pokemene, so it's not going to be removed from him, Avakab Dash Lechazi, although now on the second day he's not fit? Or Dumma, maybe no, Kim Nechiyubala Adami B'Rishin, Zel Rabbishi, Allah Mechayiv, since according to B'Rishin, every day is making up the day before him, and the second day he's not fit, so that's it, he can't, he's not going to have Teshul Mevedev anymore. Mew, however, either way, says Taisik, even the Hashul Labachiyubahu, but since now on the second day, at least, that he's not obligated because he's chigger, so the matzim isolate. For sure, on the second day, he cannot bring it. However, in Babiya, since if he can't come, Lab Babo is not to bring the karbanis, which is the halacha we say from Vasa Shema Bevesa Shema. The whole question Tais has, do we say that he remains with the chib, he just can't bring it, or do we actually say he has no chib at all, but definitely now he cannot bring it? The next test, Masla, beginning with the Gemara, Nitba Bayayim, if he came tummy during the daytime, then he will bring the karbanis of the tumah, which Tais says, Gabi Nazir Shnit Makaitis, we're discussing regarding a Nazir became tummy, where the Atkan Lemplig Rebbe Rebbe's Buddha in Naz Dabil Chazmer Al-Bishmini, the Ramach Lekis was regarding if someone came to me on the 8th day, Shekhen Yatzel L'Shohar, Rula Hevekom, where he already came out to a time where he's already eligible to bring a carbon, just didn't bring it yet. Abalil Shmini, the Lechaz L'Kom in Lod, but on the 9th and 8th day where he's not fit for carbon yet, no, there, no one would say that it would be a chiv of the carbon. Rebbe's Buddha, the Nokan and Mishri, so why does he talk about coming to me on the 7th day? It's not because of bringing the carbon, because even he would agree that you wouldn't be able to activate the chiv until the 8th day, so obviously he wouldn't bring two carbons if he comes to tummy again. Ella, rather, the choshev lekama tumas b'shvi, he's just mentioning how many tumas there are on the 7th day. In other words, according to Yisrael Yehuda, you already left your first tumma on the 7th day, and then you start your counting of the days in the zeros. If you come to tummy on the 7th day, it's like a separate tumma. According to Rebbe, no, until the 8th day doesn't leave his first tumma, and he cannot start counting only from the 8th day and on. And becomes tumma on the 7th day, it's not going to be considered as two tummas, rather like one tumma. But since it's according to everyone, you're not going to bring another carbon unless it becomes tumma on the 8th day, which again we're going according to Chizki. Next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Shani tumma, tumma is different. You're right, it's a good question. But tumma is different. We found such a precedent that if someone's tumma by Pesach Rishani, he could have Tashlum and making it up on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, that would be the same thing over here. Now, how you kosher lomay was difficult to my teacher. Im kein, Sri Lebiyachanan, if Rebiyachan holds Nitma Biyamirishan. That if someone was tumming the first day and he's fit on the second day, he'd bring a chagiga, because that's what we're saying essentially, that tum is different, and even if you're not row, you could have tashlumin. So if that's the case, lame a little reish mechil in the Gemara should have said in the beginning of the sugya, in the beginning of the Masechta. Now when the Gemara asks, what do you mean kol chayim b'riya, and the Gemara says, what's the coming to include? The Gemara could have said, lasu yi tumming b'rishum net b'sheni. Coming to include someone who was tumming the first day and became Torah on the second day, that, because we had a whole question regarding Chigi Benasa, Benasa, Benespashit, oh, it depends on what you hold, if Tashlum Narishin, Tashlum Zazah, what do you mean? That even he would bring Karma Chagiga, because what's the rejection? Because of Tumah. But you said for Tumah, even if you rejected the Inah, you have Tashlum. So why didn't the Gemara give such an answer? So you can say, you're right. The Gemara could have said that. I'm sure that Rapapa, the Besomas, Lama, Salam, Hafiz, just a Rapapa, that the Gemara is going to quote shortly, that he, according to him, he cannot say that, because he holds that even for Tumah, you would not have Tashlum. So the Gemara wanted to say something that would fit for both, but you're right, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we could have said such an answer to answer the Gemara's original question on the basis of an alpha.